In the early evening of March 13, 1997, thousands of people across Arizona and Phoenix noticed something strange in the sky. They described it as a huge, V-shaped object with large lights on it. It was 1 to 2 miles across. The first reports came in around 7 p.m. from people who saw it in the northwest of Arizona. It moved from there towards Phoenix. It flew very near the town of Prescott. Air traffic controllers at Phoenix International Airport and the crew of a plane reported it, too. It moved over the city towards the Valley of the Sun and then disappeared. Local people took photos or videos of the object, and many called the police, TV stations, or newspapers. The story was on TV that evening and in local newspapers the next day. Investigators asked questions and collected information. Almost a year later, they told people that the lights were flares from a plane. But this didn't explain the whole story. Why did the flares stay in the air for so long, almost 4 hours? And how was it possible that people from Nevada to Tucson, a distance of more than 300 miles, saw them? Flares do not travel, they simply fall to the ground. Was the UFO, in fact, a spaceship from a planet near Alpha Centauri with aliens on board?